One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back to the Bro Show.
Another week, 52 in a year to be exact.
And this is just one of those weeks. What are you going to do with it, Stacey? Are you going to start the bakery business, or are you going to spend another year blaming your mom for not starting it?
Yeah, that's the big question.
I know, because like she really wants to start the bakery business, and there is a spot downtown to do it, but she keeps saying like, oh, my mom wouldn't approve, because it's against their religion.
I thought it was so cool in Cake Boss, how the whole entire family walked in that
factory. I never watched that show.
There was a moment when I was like, probably 12, where I watched the whole entire, all the seasons with my sister and with like
Wait,
our little sister and little brother.
It? I didn't know people binge watched those
type
of
Netflix.
Shows. Oh my God, because I know people binge watch like, I don't know, like dramas and stuff. I never heard of someone binge watching a Food Network show.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to binge. Is it like, is it just about the food or is there drama on the side?
There was drama because the cakes wouldn't turn out good and stuff.
And the kids are making it?
Well, not the kids, but the uncles.
Is
so it's like a family-run business.
Child labor laws?
No, it's a family-run business. Like
everyone's
uncles,
an adult, though?
Yeah, the
oh,
kids
okay,
aren't
good.
There.
I was about to start a Twitter trending topic to cancel the show.
But he ended up getting like a DUI or something. The cake bus.
Wait, he can't get an Uber?
Yeah, something like that happened. So then like they canceled the show. But I feel like nowadays I couldn't binge watch a show like that. I feel like that's more of a thing where...
That is
Since
like such
I was
a wholesome
little,
thing.
Little, like I could do it.
I'm
More
actually
little,
down to
whatever.
Like, for to before you go to bed, like, and you're kind of on your, like, just checking your phone, like, not really paying attention, just having a Food Network show on in the background.
But the thing with Cake Boss, though, is that when I watched it with our brother and sister, I was so annoyed because we were also annoyed, actually, because most of the time when they would do these crazy cakes, like, for example, they did an aquarium cake once,
Wait.
I remember.
Oh my God.
I don't think there was fish in it, but it was just
Is
like
that water?
It looked like an aquarium.
Damn.
And then, but most of the cakes were mostly made out of Rice Krispies.
He did the YouTuber DIY hack.
That's what they do. And it makes sense because like, how would you have cake that like, that, how would it not just fall off because cake is so heavy?
Yeah, using Rice Krispies is the hack. If someone ever requests an elaborate cake in your life, you can just mush the Rice Krispies. They're so malleable that you can just like mush them into any shape, creation. Like if you want to watch my video on DIY Kim Kardashian butt edible, I made Kim Kardashian's ass out of Rice Krispies. And it was so easy because like you just mush them. We should do that for someone's birthday.
Oh, make a cake, but just with Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
Rice Krispies are good, but... Have you noticed that when you eat the actual brand Rice Krispies, somehow they put a secret ingredient in it where it's so good?
Oh, but different from the off-brands?
Well, when you make it at home, it's not as good.
Yeah, of course.
But
Does he use Rice Krispies like from the store, or does he make them himself? The cake
I'm cost? Assuming he makes them himself.
Oh, I was picturing that, like, getting the individually wrapped fun sizes and just like... mushing them all together.
But then it was full circle because 2 years ago when I was in California, we went to Cinema, 3rd Street Promenade.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a cannoli from his bakery. From one of his bakeries.
His, like, pop-up tourist one.
Yeah.
Because where is he actually based?
New York or New Jersey or something. But I wonder what facets of my personality are from that show.
Oh, yeah.
Because
if I had to guess...
I was probably like 12 or something.
You're developing years. So like everything about your life is going to like go back to that show. Because like all your values were based on those years.
I probably watched like a full 5 seasons too.
Oh my God. That makes so much sense now. But why you act that way.
I know. I want to like watch the show and find out like, wait, that's why I do that or something.
I've never watched like a Food Network show. Like religiously. Obviously I popped in on Pioneer Woman because she just says... you know, such a bad bitch.
Yeah.
I've watched Bobby Flay every now and then. Also, when I used to live with one of our sisters, she was obsessed with Food Network, so I did watch Beat Bobby Flay. What was it like? Little Kids Baking? What's that one called?
Kids Baking Championship. Is that what you mean?
And then,
have you watched Worst Cooks in America?
I don't think I watched.
Like two seasons of that.
Don't they have reality stars on there?
Yeah, so it just is like, D-listers, I guess, and then they just like they say, "Oh, I suck at cooking," and then the actual chefs say, "Cook a lobster mac and cheese," and then they have to try to do it.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, for two seasons, but then it kind of just gets old. But
when
it's a cool
will we
show.
Be on the D-list so we can be on? Because right now I feel like we're on like the M-list. But like in a few years, we could get on the D-list and be on that. Let's put out into the universe.
This podcast is on the D-list.
We're on the M list.
No, but like it's funny thing about a podcast being the D-list, not like us.
But I'm trying to. Oh yeah, I haven't watched any of their Food Network shows. But
I don't know if I've talked about.
Food Network sort of has the same energy as like Long Island Medium, which I used to watch.
Yeah, they do. They do have
the
like same the
same energy of like stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, like I don't know if I've talked about this, but like I was obsessed with the Food Network. Like if you guys know what I'm talking about, the kitchen at Primo's every weekend and Saturday.
Oh my god.
It has like those two guys and then those two girls.
Did you ever think about being a baker?
Oh, there was that one girl, but what?
Did you ever think about being a baker?
I don't think I ever thought about it. But it's like
didn't you used to bake on the weekends though for fun?
Yeah. I used to love going with mom to the grocery store.
So what changed?
I mean I still like baking, but I just don't really do it. I've got like because it was just like I watch Food Network all the time. It's fun though.
Oh my god.
That's the story of my
the
life.
The more
guys.
You know about Jacob.
And that's
no
the story
one
of
knew
my
this.
Life. So
Wait, I can't believe you revealed this side to them.
I know, it's really personal.
You're a baker.
I didn't know this is
Wait,
what
so since you're such a fan,
be.
Do you know the difference between the Cooking Channel and the Food Network? Because I don't know the difference.
Oh, wait. Did I say I was watching the Cooking Channel? Because I only
you
watch
said
the
Food Network. But what's the Cooking Channel? Who's on there?
Like Palette. No, not Palette. I don't know.
Is
I actually
Pioneer
don't know.
Woman on the Cooking Channel?
Is the Cooking Channel popular enough to be on like Dish and Direct?
I don't know.
Because the Cooking Channel is... It's like a channel where like I've heard of it, but I don't know what's on it. It's more
also,
just like what?
Have you ever watched the Great British Baking Show? Apparently, that's a bop.
Oh, I tried
people
watching an episode.
Get off to that show. They
yeah.
get off.
Is it actually like British people?
I just know like people like whenever they talk about it, they get like revved up. Like it must be something about that show because like it's everyone's always talking about it.
I've tried watching it. Maybe I didn't give it my full attention or something.
Yeah. Also, there's some Netflix shows about food.
Oh yeah, there is a few.
Like, you made a grossed out face. Oh my god, because you're such a Food Network stan that like you can't deal with the Netflix
trying. Oh no, because like I've tried watching some of them and for some reason I don't like.
Oh yeah, stan. Like the baking on weed or whatever. It's like, oh,
I haven't watched
fun.
That one with
I think I saw Dad
Mouth
watching
Dude
it once.
And Snoop Dogg?
No, it's not that one. It's some other one that Netflix is just about people make stuff with weed in it.
Oh,
but it only has like 2 milligrams. So I actually don't know anything about like the milligrams, but I feel like that doesn't actually get you high.
I just wonder what it would be like going to one of those restaurants.
That's a scary thing about like putting weed in stuff. Because like I read this thing on Reddit where like there's these drinks that are alcoholic and they have like 150 grams of weed. And it's like, I don't think
Wait, you can drink weed?
You can put it in cocktails. But no one's really done it yet, but like you can.
Oh, I thought it was just more
that sounds so scary. Like imagine if you go to a restaurant and you're like, also have a light weed drink and accidentally mix it up with the heavy one and then you're just baked out of your mind. Like that'd be so annoying.
I feel like they'd have to put like grams and like they would tell you, right?
But it got mixed up in the back. The 16-year-olds in the back work in the kitchen.
Wouldn't it be 21 plus? Oh, 19 plus.
But you know what I mean? Just like there's carelessly back there. It's like Vanderpump Rules. Like the people behind the scenes at the restaurant are just not really
yeah.
caring.
Yeah. I wonder how far away we are from like Applebee's getting like THC infused burger. I guess they already have CBD, but CBD is legal everywhere, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But THC isn't. Or just weed.
You did
I don't
CBD.
Know.
Tell everyone your CBD experience.
Oh, I had a CBD. Oh, no. Was that CBD?
You had a CBD coffee once. I've actually never tried CBD. I've had weed, but never CBD.
It's so
but
funny.
Like, isn't it a thing
it's
where,
so
like,
funny
CBD
about
acting
so Christian saying CBD. It's like,
no, it's like,
nothing.
That's why it's so scary. Like, just tell them your CBD experience. Your first time on CBFD.
Isn't CBD a thing where, like...
It's like, doesn't even affect you psychologically.
I mean,
apparently.
Like, you might notice something, but I don't think it's, like, noticeable, right? Or is it?
Yeah, I don't really know.
Like when I drink the coffee, like, I don't know if I was imagining it. It could be a placebo effect, but, like, I did feel more calm. But it could obviously be the placebo effect. But I don't know. Isn't it supposed to make you calm? So it makes sense.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. I think they've done studies, but like they're still working on it, you know? Because I don't really know. But
the scientists.
But every day I snort a line of seaweedy.
I was surprised because in our last podcast, you said something like, "If I wonder if anyone's smoking listening to this." And there was a bunch of people that said they were smoking listening to it.
I know. People actually were.
For some reason in my head, when I was visualizing Lucas saying that during when we were filming that episode, I was like, I can't picture that. But now I can picture it. Now I have like this whole visual in my head. Whether it's happening or not, I have a visual.
Brooke, yep. So this podcast is sponsored by Marlboro Reds.
Oh my gosh.
Just kidding. It's not fun.
Is that the only brand of cigarettes? Like, is there multiple brands? Many. Oh, I've never been like an avid.
And there's like an organic brand.
For real?
Yeah, American Spirits. Like, you want to be like Whole Foods, but it's like you're still smoking.
Just cigarettes. Nick, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The brand is just cigarettes because it is nicotine. It's nothing else. We don't put the chemicals in.
That's like the way people try to brand stuff now. Like we saw, I think at the store it said Simply Gum. It's like, so is all the other gum.
Yeah, it's a good idea though.
I know. Because, like, it makes you want to buy it.
Yeah, because I feel like well, this has always been a thing, but like in all these frozen foods, like there's so many like ingredients people say like, oh, if you can't pronounce the ingredient, then it's obviously bad for you. So then when you look at Simply Gum and the only ingredients are like xanthan gum and peppermint, it's like, oh my gosh.
Even if it said like Simply Ice Cream, I'd be like, I'm going to get this one because it doesn't have all the weird artificial stuff. Or it said Simply a TV dinner. I'd like, be like, oh, okay.
Part of me thinks a brand would do so good if you went like to Target or Walmart. And then, like, it was an ice cream brand, but literally no branding except at the top. It just said, like, blank creamery. So, like, Jacob's Creamery, and it just was in black with a white outline.
Oh, my God. Start this business.
I know. And it's, like, literally just the same ice cream, but it just looks so simple.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole way to market. If anyone's starting a brand, just take those details.
Yeah. Marketing school.
But in the UK, there's this guy named Barry, and he had a partner named Tony.
E O A. Barry with the E O A. I need to know.
B A R R I E.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you thought it was like blueberry?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, okay.
No, B A R R I E. Barry and Tony. They made headlines in 1999 because they were the first gay men in the UK to have twins born through surrogacy. So they were like, these, like, beginning gays, like, starting the movement of, like, we're going to use a surrogate to have twins. And, like, everyone was like, oh, my God, like, such a breakthrough. Like, gays using a surrogate.
Yeah.
So, like, what would you think they're doing today, those people?
I think just living with their kids.
Yeah, you would think they'd just be, like, doing stuff to, like, I don't even know what I'm...
Yeah, just, like, we're just raising a family.
But
this is a long time ago.
This is the twist. It's been in recent headlines. The dad... So, Barry. I'm pretty sure it was Barry. One of the guys, they had one of those daughters, you know? And now the daughter would be, like, what, 21? And the dad went on a vacation with the daughter and her boyfriend. And by the end of the vacation, he proposed to the boyfriend. And now they're going to get married and have a kid.
So the two original husbands are divorced, right?
They're still, like, married, it says. But they're, like, just, like, separated. But they're, like, living in the same house still. But, so his daughter was dating a bisexual guy, and the dad decided to marry him.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, like, is the dad mad about it, or, like, do
it
we not know?
It just signed me out of my account. Because, like, I feel like Barry just, like, signed it out.
I feel like this is, like you learned this from the UK government, and they don't want anyone to know about it.
Oh, my God. My Face ID isn't working. I'm dumb.
This is what happens when you're...
I'm dumb with it.
I, like, understand when those famous people say, like, yeah, I want to expose the information, but I know, like, I'm going to get killed. I feel like this is, like, I feel like we're exposing the UK government right now, and, like, they're, like, okay.
It's so funny, it isn't even with the government.
I know, but just, like, you know.
But, so, yeah, he's now dating the ex-boyfriend, and the daughter even said, she's, like, as long as they're happy, like, I don't really care. So
oh,
I feel like there's
sweet.
More to this story, and like the headline makes it so shocking, but even though that is still shocking, but I feel like they didn't start the vacation with the daughter dating the boyfriend, and then by the end of the vacation he's dating the dad. I just think that actually happened.
This gives the vibe of those magazines that you see at the grocery store. Oh, we say Michael Jackson's dead. Michael Jackson ghost, I mean.
And they say Elvis is alive, but he lives in San Diego.
National Enquirer. Yeah, so like I feel like this So, like, I feel like they were on a vacation and there was, like, a guy in, like, in the...
No, she's been dating him, I guess.
Oh, no, it just gives, like, false info.
And I guess they're like, who knows? The two gays who adopted the surrogates. Yeah, they're just like so rich, and like the daughter now is a makeup entrepreneur, and now the dad and the girl's ex-boyfriend who's now gonna marry the dad.
Yeah.
This might be, are you following along?
I actually am.
Yeah. Okay, I hope you guys too are at home. So the dad and the daughter's boyfriend, who is now married to the dad, they're furnishing a Burberry-themed $100,000 nursery for the new daughter. And it's going to be the ultimate princess palace. So I feel like these people need a reality show. Isn't there a reality show?
Wait, can I ask a question? It's the daughter's daughter, right? Oh, they get... Oh, those... they,
oh, did I forget a whole other section?
Wait, whose daughter is it? I don't know if you said that or not.
The dad, the older dad is dating a younger guy.
And they have a kid together.
And they actually were announced having triplets, because they're like, we got a triplet, but then I guess something happened and now there's only one. But yeah, they're having a kid now. And they all live in the same house. I don't know if the daughter lives with them, but I know the ex-husband still lives with them in their mansion. And they have all these businesses. I don't know how they made the money, but it was through like a bunch of different businesses. And why isn't there a document?
$100,000 bedroom.
Yeah, no, they just so said like, mean? Oh, like we're just living a modern family. Like, this is just how it is. They said, but they also said they did say there was all this stuff in their family that like kind of makes it confusing. Like who's the dad of who? Because I guess the two dads, you know, in the beginning who had the daughter, who they ended up marrying the daughter's boyfriend. They don't know who the dad is or something of her. Because they only used one sperm, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I guess they just said, like, oh, yeah, there's all these different things. Like, nobody knows whose kids who. Or, like, we're all living together as one big family.
Wait, but isn't that how it always is?
No, I don't know. I think that... I skimmed the article, if I'm being honest. But I did do a few bullet points.
This does sound interesting, though.
Why isn't there a documentary? I need to know the actual situation. Like I said before, was it actually like, I have a boyfriend and the dad's like, hey, come on vacation with us and, oh, bring your new boyfriend as well. Like, you guys can have fun and, like, me and your dad will be having fun too. And, like, we'll also have a vacation together. We'll be in separate rooms. Like, if that actually happened, how long was this vacation, first of all? Because if it was a 5-day vacation and he breaks up with the girl and starts marrying the dad, then I have a lot of questions. But was it, like, a month vacation? Like, and also just, like, how does that happen?
Yeah, I just want to, because in my mind, it's just like, oh, they're over-exaggerating, like, something.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe it happened like how you said.
Like, what do you think happened? It was like at dinner one day, like, it was just love at first sight, or one day the daughter got in a fight with the boyfriend and was like, get out of here. Like, you're so gross. And then the dad said, let me talk to him and just see what's going on. I said, what did you and my daughter, what happened? And all of a sudden, like, they had a spark.
I feel like the thing about it is that you could, like, If with this situation, it obviously seems uncomfortable, but it doesn't have to be uncomfortable.
I'm just confused. The daughter said she doesn't care. I just want to know, does the daughter, I feel like maybe the parents are funding her makeup business, but like,
this is some Kardashian stuff.
Is your actual opinion you're okay with it? I'm sure she is a little bit like, it's a little weird, but I guess like nothing I can do. But like, she's just like, I'm not bothered. But
she's
like,
Sophie's bitch.
You must be bothered though.
Maybe she's just so free spirited.
And also said the daughter had to deal with bullying online because she got lip injections.
Aww.
So not only did she have to deal with bullying, her dad stole her boyfriend.
Life is hard out there.
So if you think your family has problems, you need to realize at least when you bring your significant other over, they don't fall in love with your parents. And if they have, send us an email.
I wonder if the guy like is dating the dad though because he's rich. So he's like, I was already dating the dad. Somebody involved in money.
Bisexual to begin with.
Do you think he was bisexual? But part of the reason was like, oh, like he's rich. Like, might as well.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dig in.
It might be. Maybe he wanted to start a makeup business.
That's true.
Maybe it was his plan all along. That would be a good Lifetime movie. Rich daughter, rich family, and some bisexual guy comes in with like these bad intentions of saying like, I'm gonna rip up this whole family and get money from a makeup business.
Yeah, and then they marry for 10 years, and then. And then he doesn't sign a prenup, so then he gets, like, $50 million.
Oh, if Lifetime doesn't... If in my lifetime there isn't a horror movie about a makeup bully, I'm going to be pissed. Like, imagine James Charles, the horror movie of, like... It just sounds so scary. Like, just think of, like, a makeup boy ruining a family.
Yeah, but, like, what I'm picturing is, like, not average makeup boy. I'm picturing, like, money hungry. Like, yeah. like it's, like, so... So is that the movie?
But he acts all innocent, though.
Yeah, so, like, it's, that's the movie, like, him in, like, an average neighborhood in the U.S. And then, like, but then, like, he goes, like, to high school, and, like, he's just, like, money. So, like, yeah. So, like, it shows him, like, robbing grocery stores and stuff. You know, he acts all innocent. And then, like, he, like, scams his way by, like scamming, like, these old rich men. But then he moves on to the U.K. billionaire person.
Oh, my God. Once he graduates college, he says, like, okay, like, maybe he gives like 3 years of being like, I'm going to try to become a makeup person by myself. After the 3 years, he's like, okay, I've now time to scam someone to start my makeup business.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The evil makeup boy.
The evil makeup boy.
Also, apparently, since the corona pandemic has started,
yeah,
people have really been taking advantage of this time to like make themselves better by getting plastic surgery.
So the getting plastic surgery with the free time.
Yeah, it says, actually, like, literally, plastic surgery and non-surgical cosmetic procedures have soared during the pandemic. Because everyone just says, like, they have to take advantage of the extra time off work. They don't have to face anyone during the recovery. And they said the most common that's taking off is nose jobs and facelifts.
I guess if you wanted to keep it a secret, it'd be a good time.
Yeah, and they
because
said...
Because you wouldn't see anyone.
A lot of surgeries around the eyes are also... taking off, and they interviewed a plastic surgeon in this article, and he said that it's because you're wearing a mask, so the only thing people see is your eyes. So I guess like people are now like, oh, since the only thing people see is my eyes, like I might as well get surgery.
Oh, something about getting surgery on the eyes just makes like it's fine if you do it. Obviously, I'm not judging, but like the pain of it sounds like painful.
Oh yeah, like imagine yeah. Your eyes swelling shut from the recovery.
And but, a nose job, sometimes they have to break the nose.
They always do, right?
It's just so painful. That just,
And also, the plastic surgeon, I wonder if this is true. He said that he thinks the reason why, not only because people have time off, but because everyone's using Zoom and stuff, you have to look at yourself all the time. And then he thinks that people, are, since they're having to look at themselves more often, are getting plastic surgery more. I think that's actually true.
I mean, we already see ourselves so often with the camera, Snapchat.
But, like, maybe for the average person, like... They don't, like, see themselves that much if they, like, don't have a YouTube channel, you know?
Yeah, but, like, I feel like the first time, like, it was like, wow, I'm seeing myself so often is with Snapchat. Because you literally open the app and you see your face every time. I feel like that's so weird. Like, with Instagram and Twitter, like, you don't see your face. But with Snapchat, it's like, oh, I see my face right away.
Oh, yeah.
Right when you open the app.
So I just wanted to include that in here so all of you guys at home can know that, like, if you have a certain friend who's not seeing anyone because, quote-unquote, corona... It's probably because of plastic surgery.
They're not scared of corona. They just got plastic
Like, you know
surgery.
Those people who are like, I don't want to go to the 2,000-person party because there's a pandemic. But really, it's because they're recovering from a nose job.
Like, what if you just we went back to normal society and, like, somehow everyone got plastic surgery?
Oh, my God.
I'd actually be excited because then I'd be like, oh, wait, I'm, like I'm so different.
That would also be a good Lifetime movie. Everyone you gets, find out that everyone in the world has plastic surgery besides you.
But then you'd be the unique one.
I know, then that'd be the good story. Like, the beginning, it's just like, you're like, are so sad because everyone's so perfect. And then it finds out that you're the one who stands out. Be a I Fruit know. Loop and a Land of Cheerios could be the title.
Yeah. Oh Fruit Loop and a Land of Cheerios.
Okay, we came up with two Lifetime ideas so far. I hope Lifetime isn't
Probably
listening.
Don't even upload this podcast.
I know, because I
don't
want people
ideas.
Stealing this shit.
Yeah.
Especially the evil makeup boy one. Like, I know that's going to be a hit.
Somehow, like, I can just, like, I already, like, have this image of the makeup boy already. Like, I already have this whole entire, like, image of what he looks like.
Picturing. So I am kind of just picturing James Charles, but also, like, a mix of someone else, but I don't know who the other person is.
I like have this whole idea. Like, I don't even know how to describe it though. Like, I need like a pen and a piece of paper. Like,
I have someone who like you look at them and you're like, oh my God, like innocent, like, oh, go with them for wearing makeup. But then like underneath that it's just like evil.
Oh my shit, can you picture that trailer for this movie is like them with a full face of makeup on, and then like in the background music is duh duh duh. And slowly the like makeup's melting down their face.
I thought of the movie poster.
What?
You know the power of makeup challenge that people did where half of the face has yeah. makeup? So it would be this big billboard picture of this, and it says Lifetime movie coming soon, The Evil Makeup Boy. And you see a face of a symmetrical makeup boy facetune. Half of it has full glam makeup. The other half is like all mad and like angry and like has cuts on the face. And
oh, kind of clown behavior yeah, so on that
like,
side.
And the tagline could be like, you never know what's behind someone's mask. Or say, and they could just say, like, they use makeup to, they use makeup to cover up. But you think they're using... Wait, I'm trying to think of... There's something good on the tip of my tongue. Like, they use makeup to cover up blemishes. But what else are they covering? You know what I mean? They use makeup to cover the imperfections. But are the imperfections physical or mental?
And then, like... Once you watch the movie, you just immediately think anyone that wears makeup is a bad person.
Oh, yeah, that's like the whole storyline of the movie. It's just like...
Makeup isn't good for you.
Makeup equals bad. I'm just kidding. We'd also have like a makeup palette that would go with the movie.
Oh, yeah. Caution.
Yeah. But, Santa Claus died.
Wait, this is... I thought Santa Claus is...
Oh, okay, this is actually a real story I found. Okay, there was this guy named...
Wait, is this like actually sad?
No. I mean, it's sad because someone actually died. Like, rest in peace. But his name was actually Santa Claus. And he changed his name in 1986 to be Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Oh, he tried to start changing it in 1986, but he finally succeeded in 1995 because I guess people, like, didn't want him to because they were like, that's just weird, changing your name to Santa Claus. But he fully did it. He had played, for decades, he played Santa Claus just, like, around town. He was the Santa... Wait. It said he was the first Santa in a mall. Oh, the first Santa in Mall of America?
And then he was? Wait, how old is this guy? Like 90?
I'm not sure. And then he spent 18 years at the Delaware Mall. And then he took his talents to the Christmas City of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, which is where Nikki and Gabby live.
For real?
So they probably once sat on his lap.
This gives me it gives me a flashback to like this one like this book that I read about this guy that walked out of Macy's during Christmas.
You oh, probably David Sedaris.
Yeah, and it seemed like cutthroat, kind of.
I know. I love it. His books are so good.
Yeah, it kind of gave me a flashback to that because they had like five Santas because he walked at like the one in New York.
Oh, yeah.
So busy.
But, so his wife would also play Mrs. Claus, you know? But this is the creepiest part is that he allegedly died at 12:25. That was the time.
I don't know if I'm just not in the loop, but what?
Think about, like, how is that significant to Santa Claus? 12:25.
Does that, like, deliver his gifts?
You know what it is. Just step back and look at 12:25.
12:25. You just need to say, I don't know.
Put a dash in between. 12-25. Dash 20. What's that date?
Oh, is that Christmas? Oh, that's Christmas. So he died at 12:25? Did he die on 12:25, though?
No, at that time on the clock.
This whole time I was like, wait, I don't know if I don't know this, but like at 12:25 at night, like, does Santa come up on Christmas? And I was like, wait, what?
You were just thinking of the time.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't get it. Like, I'm not a Santa stan.
But do you believe that he actually died at that time?
Is that like the hospital says and shit?
I think someone who was with him said that.
I mean,
I'm gonna believe it. I believe that this was actually Santa Claus.
I mean, isn't Saint Nicholas a real person? Like, yeah, he was a real person.
And if reincarnation's real, then this was the new him.
Yeah, and reincarnation is actually proven to be real.
Wait, really?
Yeah, just because, like, how would there be so many of us, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's the proof. yeah, so if you're expecting Christmases this Christmas, just know that they might not come.
It was weird
because they also said that, like, the month of December, like, nobody knew where he was. Because, like, he'd be flying around.
You're such a liar.
I swear they said that they don't know where he was. And, like, he didn't use a car. But
if he was Santa, though, Santa's only doing December.
He would just be gone, and then, like, apparently on the day after Christmas, they would hear something hit the roof, and then he would come down.
It was so
but
cool
honestly,
being
rest
little.
Rest in peace, Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah, rest in peace. It's so cool when you're little, and you actually believe in Santa. You actually think a man flies in the sky.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it must be like, oh, my gosh.
I'm not trying to be cool, but I think I already said this, how, like, I never really believed in it.
Oh, you didn't.
But this is the thing. I never really believed in it because, number one time, my childhood was ruined because I saw Christmas presents in the back of mom's car.
Oh, yeah. Like,
so
okay.
It ruined it for me. When you have older siblings, they ruin it for you.
I mean, like, I don't know how to explain it, but, like you has always said, like, oh, but he's not real. Like, the presents were already under the tree, and I saw mom wrapping it. But, like, I still thought, like, he came just to do something.
What changed
like,
it for me was...
I didn't think that he gave presents, though. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. What changed it for me was the Santa Claus movie. Because that movie was all about, like, you just have to believe. And they said, like, people will make you try not to believe, but, like, You have to believe and then it will happen.
I swear that movie did some brainwashing.
I remember after I watched that movie, I was like, I don't care that I saw the presents in the back of mom's car. I don't care what anyone says. He's real.
I know.
He is real.
I feel like that's what started my like hippie Johnny.
I know. I remember one night I literally was going to stay up though. And I was like, I'm going to stay up and just like hide behind the couch and see what happens.
Because like, okay, so like in the house that we used to live in, like there was the Christmas tree and then there was a bedroom that I was like kind of by, also on the same level. I know, but I slept in that room 1 year, but I ended up falling to sleep. But I was like so excited to stay up and
I
see
know.
Him.
Who ate the cookies? I guess obviously mom and dad, but
yeah.
Do they even actually eat them?
What if like it just sounds so funny, like being an adult living by yourself and like Santa actually does come.
Oh, that would like, be what? Scary. If but Santa did, I think we already mentioned this on the podcast. But if you wanted to be a robber, break into the house on Christmas Eve.
No, because I don't care what anyone says. I just don't know if this happened to me, you, like obviously, like 2 hours later, we'd be scared and call the cops. But I just know, on Christmas morning, like if at 4 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning, dressed in
this.
Santa Claus. No, I'm not saying some shitty Santa Claus outfit. I'm saying money was spent, like full attire and stuff, and like. He was like, he had this voice, like this magic to him.
What would you do? If he said, you don't believe me, and you said, get the hell out. Like, are you like trying to hurt people? And then he said, look at the roof. And you looked at the roof and there were reindeer. Then I'd be like, I guess I believe. Because like, I don't think a robber would go through that much effort to put animals on my roof. So I would just probably believe and be like,
I would just have to see him leaving in his Honda. You know what I mean?
But if you saw a deer on the roof, would you be like, okay, go get this?
Oh, yeah, I'd for sure like... But to be honest, if this happened to me, I honestly don't think I'd tell anyone. Like, not even, like, you or anything.
I would say, unfortunately, I'm going to videotape this.
Oh, like, no, I just wouldn't want to tell anyone because I want people to, like, think I'm insane and then be locked in it. Like, I don't know, in, like, jail
I would for sure videotape it.
But you just couldn't.
But that's, like, it's the year of, like, so much bad stuff has happened. Like, this will bring people happiness. I feel like he'd believe me.
That'd be so funny. Like, thinking, how would Santa Claus even be real? Because, like, there's so many people in the world.
I don't believe in Santa, but I believe in elves. I'm just kidding.
Like, who knows? Like, maybe back in the day, in, like, the 1800s, there was, like, a tooth fairy. You know what
yeah.
I mean? But
that's
I just died.
That's another thing that ruined it was Easter for me. Because I remember being, like, literally so young. And, like, I always would do this thing where I would go to bed. And then, like, I couldn't get to bed. So I'd run upstairs and hang out with mom because she'd be watching TV.
Yeah.
And I did that 1 year. And grandma was over for Easter. I went to bed and then I ran up at like 11:30 because I knew they were still awake. I could hear them watching TV and they had all the Easter baskets out. And I was just like, you effing kidding me. I was like, why do you lie to us? Year after year, you lie, you know?
Yeah, I just...
So I remember they said they were like, oh, he already came. It's like, I'm not that dumb.
Yeah, and ever since then, that's why I have my gout up.
Yep. That's when the depression started. But, people robbed... a convenience store on May 6th. I just found out about it right now, though. So sorry I'm a little bit late. But on May 6th, people robbed a store wearing watermelons on their head.
Actual watermelons?
Yeah, nobody knows who did it yet. Because they put a watermelon, cut out the inside, wrapped it around their head. Like, imagine just right here, a watermelon starts on my neck. They robbed a store. Cameras caught them, but no one knows who it was because... the disguises, like you couldn't see any facial features or anything. Cause like, I don't know how they look. Maybe they cut little holes for eyes, but.
Cause I guess it fits the head perfectly. This makes me think that I strive to have the versatility of a watermelon. People do so much shit with them. Like I want to be that versatile. Like people cut them into circles, cut them into cubes, add alcohol to it. Like, and they use it as a bowl. They just use it as a helmet.
True.
They do all this shit with it.
But one thing I've always wondered, you know how there's grape soda, cherry soda. How come there's never been watermelon soda? There's never like, you never drink watermelon juice.
Oh, well, one time I saw that like you could get watermelon juice.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Because you can get, no, you can't.
No, because, okay, I was watching Jeffy Star's Snapchat story so many years ago, like 3 years ago.
You support
probably.
Him?
Like 3 years ago. And I remember thinking, he's so rich. It probably costs like $10 a bottle. And he said, I always thought, he said, I forgot what he said. But he said something like, I drink watermelon juice all the time. And it was this cool ass bottle. So
oh
it's real. I just don't know where you get it.
Oh, it's just for rich people. It's for the elites.
Yeah. It's probably like in Whole Foods, which is only for elite people.
But why isn't it a more common thing? Like say, there's even strawberry milk. How come there's not watermelon milk?
I know, because everyone is obsessed with watermelon.
Also, have you noticed that you can always get chocolate ice cream, vanilla ice cream, strawberry ice cream? How can you ever get watermelon?
Isn't it probably Big Watermelon trying to like keep it exclusive?
Oh, yeah.
The watermelon CEO trying to be like, oh, we can't branch it out too far because, you know, like, people get too used to it and won't buy it of you.
Also, how come we only eat watermelon in the summer, but we eat other fruit in the winter?
You can probably buy it out year round, but it's more expensive, right?
Oh, are you sure? Are you sure about that?
I'd assume so.
No, I don't know what they're doing the rest of the year.
It is really scary.
All I'm saying is, how come starting in May, all of a sudden you remember watermelon exists? By September, it's wiped from your memory.
And you don't
realize. Have you ever thought of watermelon on Christmas?
No.
So what are they trying to hide?
But have you ever thought of a pina colada on Christmas?
No.
See, what are they trying to hide?
Okay, we'll investigate that and get back to you guys. Yeah. But
that's why I always write letters to myself for like 6 months from now, so that I can like really change things.
But what do you think? What else would be like a good disguise for robbing something? Because like you can't put pantyhose over your head. Because I feel like if they did look at surveillance camera footage, they'd be able to see your facial features.
Yeah.
You can't wear a corona mask or just a regular mask.
The thing with robbing, like, I just can't even think about it because I just know I'm too much of a puss to even rob a place. Like, even if someone got me so drunk and like, maybe if I was on some sort of drugs, but I just feel like I'm not the type of person to overthink it. But then like, what if I go to prison and this happens? Like, what if we get caught and this happens?
Also, I don't want to, for the rest of my life, be worried they're going to catch me. Like, that's why I don't get these people who rob, like, how are you ever going to be comfortable? Because you always be thinking, oh, they're going to find out that I stole the bread from Super Saver.
I always wonder that, like even to make it even more scary, like, and those TV shows where they said, like, who's the murderer? Like, I just don't get how you can murder someone and be like, no one's going to find me.
I know.
Like, I don't get how you wouldn't die of anxiety.
Maybe because they're sociopaths.
Yeah, though. I guess that you can't murder someone.
So the watermelon people are sociopaths.
I mean, that is a good idea. Like, props to them, but don't obviously rob.
Also, Carol Baskin might be on Dancing with the Stars.
She's literally a star now.
Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him.
Is there like a new version or anything, or no?
She's gonna dance to that.
For real? Liar.
Just kidding, but she might.
Is there like a new version of Tiger King or anything? Like, is there updates or is it just oval?
I don't know. I think Joe Exotic is still just in prison. Wait, did he get out? I remember hearing he might get out because of Corona.
Yeah, I remember hearing something.
But he'd be
like
on
that.
Social media if he was out. That sucks. That, like, because, I mean, he did bad stuff. But, like, his whole life he wanted to be famous, and now he's finally famous and he's in prison.
I know. He can't live it up and call the Hollywood Fix.
He'd be on TikTok, Hollywood Fix, Twitch.
He'd be hanging out with, like, let's be honest, wouldn't he go to the Hype House every night? Which is, like, obviously kind of weird because he's, like, 50, but, you know.
Yeah. Doing it. Probably have an OnlyFans, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Wait, this is just a little... So, on Real Housewives of New York, Sonia Morgan and Dorinda have OnlyFans. They don't put... Is it like a sexual OnlyFans? Or is
I
it just,
looked at Dorinda's on my video.
It wasn't sexual,
you
right?
You watched my video exploring the...
Deep dive?
Weird side of OnlyFans or something. But, or a deep dive into OnlyFans. I went to Dorinda's. It's literally cooking. And also, it's a ripoff because she posts once a month.
Do you think Sonia
is like...
So you're
spending like $6 or $9 a month for literally one post.
Oh, yeah.
But what about Sonia, though? I could picture her doing some nude stuff.
Because I did... It's only $4.99, so I want to subscribe just to see like what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. And Bella Thorne made $1 million in a week from OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised by. Like, I was surprised because obviously she's so big and stuff, but like... from what I know, apparently the OnlyFans is just the same thing as her Instagram. Like, just her in a bikini, you know, maybe see a little bit of a nipple. But, like, I don't know you make $2 million from that because that's already what her Instagram is.
That's what I was so surprised by. Like obviously, it's like, oh, my gosh, get your money. Like, yeah. I didn't know this was possible. I actually didn't. But I just, like, I don't get, like, that's crazy to me. Like,
yeah, I thought
like,
it would be.
I guess I just, I'm not, like, a chat. I guess I don't get, I just don't get it, but it's cool.
I thought she'd make money, but I don't know if she'd make $1 million in a week. Because let's say, like, Miranda Cosgrove made an OnlyFans, that would make $10 million a week. Because she seems so innocent, you know, where it's like,
yeah,
I'd probably even buy it. Because I'd be like, I guess I want to see, like, what she's got.
there is certain people where It's never going to happen, but if they did make an OnlyFans, I'd have to subscribe.
Yeah, with Bella Thorne, it didn't even cross my mind to buy it. But, like, Miranda Cosgrove, I would.
Let me think of someone
that Pioneer Woman.
Like, this is also kind of weird, but, like, if Logan Paul made one, I'd have to subscribe.
Oh, for sure, just to see what's going on.
Honestly, like, what does he look like naked, you know?
Yeah. Who else? James Corden. I'd just be like, I might as well watch what is happening.
Honestly, like, Jimmy Fallon. Might as well. Like,
him, I might pass, but I would look at yours. I'd be like, did you buy it? I'll look on yours and then.
Yeah, because, like, I'm, like, no joke, I'd even if it was $10, it's like, I'm spending it, Sally.
Yeah, who else?
Sally,
who else? I'm trying to think of, like, just a random ass person.
Then also, like, if Jake had one, I'd buy it. Just to be like, he's so popular. Let's see what's up.
Oh, that I wait for it to get on Twitter.
Oh, you don't even need to buy it.
Yeah, that's the thing. How do people buy OnlyFans? Because isn't it all over the internet?
I was watching this one OnlyFans girl. And she said that she pays someone to
investigate everywhere.
Yeah, and like, and if there is a leak, to remove it. So and she said like it wasn't like that. It's not like so difficult to do that. So I guess
because I saw Nicolo Avocado's literal, just actual hole. Ew, why did I say hole?
Oh, because Cupcake tweeted it.
Oh yeah, but I saw on Twitter because she tweeted something like. I saw Nicolo naked, so then I looked at the replies, and the first reply was like, "This is a video, butt-ass naked Nicolo Avocado," and I was just like, "Now I'm not going to pay the $9.99." So how does he deal with that?
I guess
how do you check every? Like, I get looking at Pornhub and like all these websites to see if they're re-uploading your content, but what about if someone just posting on Twitter?
Like, so like, I feel like if it's a photo, then it's like, oh, there's really nothing we can do about it.
No, it's videos though.
But were they, like, 2-second videos?
Yeah, I think so.
So I guess, like, with that, it's kind of just, like, nothing we can do. But, yeah. I don't get the whole logistics behind it either.
But, yeah, I don't know. But she made the money. Also, there was some controversy with Bella Thorne because, wasn't it a thing where, like, people think that if a celebrity goes on OnlyFans, it ruins the people who are not celebrities on OnlyFans? But...
Because, like, didn't it, when she did it, they like, lowered the... they removed the tip system and stuff.
Oh, because she did do a thing where she said, if you give me $200 as a tip, I'll show you me naked, but then she didn't, so she kind of scammed all these people. So they had to pay all these people back, and then also they made it so, like, you can't ever do that again. You can only tip, like, $50 or something. But she said she's going to talk to OnlyFans to, like, try to make it go back up how it used to be.
Also,
some people are just mad that celebrities, not just both of them, they're just mad that celebrities in general are joining OnlyFans. They're saying, like, oh, now people are going to spend their money on you guys and not as people who aren't famous. But at the same time, it's like... Isn't it maybe the flip side, like Bella Thorne joining OnlyFans? Someone might go on OnlyFans, and then you'll be in the recommended, and they say, "Oh, let me subscribe to Diane from North Carolina."
Yeah. So like when I watched a video about OnlyFans, and like it. So wait, it. I thought it didn't work like that because when I was watching a video, like it said that you have to type in someone's name, and there wasn't like a recommended. Oh, is there a recommended?
Well, when I did my video, there was a recommended.
Oh, there was. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But
I
it
didn't
isn't
know
like a
yeah, like
it isn't like a normal social media website where you can like. See, look like, at the all the different categories and stuff. It's so weird because, like, yeah, they don't do any of that.
I thought you would, like, go on it and like they'd be, like, gay, straight, like, whatever, you know?
No, it's nothing like that.
Oh.
I think they try to keep it all discreet so, like, if you only want to show your followers, your OnlyFans, like, random people can't find it.
That makes sense.
But, yeah, so that happened.
Congrats, Bella Thorne.
Should we go into some emails?
Yeah, what are the people saying?
Somebody,
the people, I mean you guys watching.
Somebody sent us one. If you listen to our podcast for all, you know how we did we went to the Reddit, Am I the Asshole?
Yeah, classic.
Where basically people just ask if they're the asshole in the situation, but someone sent us their own.
Okay, I want to see.
So they said, I was listening to the podcast where Jacob broke someone's toe. So I want to give a little bit of a recap. You broke someone's toe in your class?
Oh, yeah. This was, like, in, fourth grade, I bet, or sometime around now.
Physically assaulted?
I hate telling this story, like, multiple times because for some reason, I picture, like, this, like I picture in the future, like, someone uploading me telling this story multiple times. And it's like,
why is he laughing about breaking someone's toe?
No, not that. I picture someone, I accidentally say something wrong, and then people are like, oh, he makes up everything because the story keeps changing.
I've thought the same thing because on this podcast. When I've told a story multiple times, I do get scared, like, are all the details the same as the last time I said it? Because I don't want to seem like a pathological liar.
So I need to out myself. I feel like I'm one of those people, when I tell that, no, we've already, I think we've discussed this on the pod. I don't know if it was real life or not.
Do I have a tick on my ear?
No. Well, behind there?
Do you feel like this bump?
No, that's just a bump, I bet. I don't see like a tick.
I just don't want to get Lyme disease like Yolanda on The Real Housewives.
But But didn't you say in the podcast that when you keep telling a story, it changes because you visualize it?
Oh, there is this thing, I guess, where, like, our minds, like, first of all, our memories are just so bad as humans. But also, like, I guess when you tell a story and you exaggerate it multiple times, you know, like, sometimes when you tell a story, you do exaggerate a little bit for dramatic effect.
Oh,
I guess
yeah.
your mind starts to believe that. Your mind believes the exaggeration.
That makes sense, because in our family of, like, those 8 kids... So I feel like when someone adds something, which I do that too, like, that's not really like being a pathological lie. That's
yeah, just like you might make it a little more dramatic than it was. Not like adding weird details, just like adding suspense to the story. You know what I mean?
Because
you're
like,
such a good
example,
storyteller.
Yeah, like if the story is I was boiling pasta and it fell on the floor and almost killed a dog. I feel like it would just...
But in
I
reality, would, like, the water, like, was 5 feet away from a dog. But it's, like, in your mind, you probably thought, like,
yeah,
oh, my God,
like,
it's going to want to hurt the
and
dog.
And then I feel like, by the fifth time, I'd say, it was touching her toes, and it was so scary,
yeah,
you know?
And then you would say, like, the dog died.
Yeah.
It didn't even go that far.
But I was watching this TikTok, and I don't know if they were, like, a psychologist, so it could just be a theory. But they were saying how, like, when you have a memory... No, they were saying everything you've experienced is like when you experience it, your like brain chooses if it's gonna put it in the subconscious or unconscious, and that's why when you think back to things, you only have like big, you don't remember everything.
But
from
do
a
you
day.
Believe that every memory is stored in our mind?
I don't
know if our brains are big
know.
Enough. I don't know if our brain's big enough. I'm talking about every memory, just like what I ate during watching Mean Girls in the movie theater. It's like, I don't remember, but like, I wonder if anywhere in my brain like that's stored. And I remember this one guy went on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know if it was a real psychologist or what, but he did say that they're going to have technology in the near future.
Yeah.
Where they will be able to like, you'll be able to download your brain onto like a computer and you will be able to access all the memories.
That's cool.
That would help court cases so much. No more lying, because let's go into the memory.
I'm sorry, but like part of me, I'm one of those bitches where I'm like, I kind of want to keep it the same. Because like, I don't want people like digging. Because then like.
Also like, what if you're like, oh my God, let's see. Oh, I want to be nostalgic of my childhood. And then you download your brain onto a computer. You don't know the computer sharing all of your data with Facebook. And now they know everything about you and like they tailor ads to you.
Yeah. Oh, like this is what I'm pitching. Like obviously it's bad to cheat, but I'm pitching I'm in a relationship and one of us cheats. Why can't one of us just believe the other person saying, I cheated, instead of going to someone's memory and playing a video of them cheating? It's just like, just believe them.
Yeah, also,
I don't
just
like because like, oh. It made me think, I don't want shit like that happening. Well, I accidentally cheat on someone. And then they're like, oh, play the video. And I'm
or
like, no.
Or what if it's to the point where it's like, do you like my outfit? And you say, oh, it looks great. And I said, download your memory and let's see what you actually thought. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be like, then you download the memory. It says, oh, it looks a little bit fat, but the outfit looks good. But then his face is greasy. You know
when
what
you're
I mean?
Driving like, in a car and like in someone shit their pants, it's like, and someone says, no, I didn't. It's like, okay, download your memory.
That would be so annoying. Please don't invent that technology. We need to be able to have white little lies.
Okay, I need to go back to the TikTok. The reason why I found it so fascinating, though, was because they said, oh, they were saying like, because I kept watching the TikTok because they started it. Like when you're little, like when you think about when you were little, isn't it how you only remember like big memories? Like you don't think back and think, at least I don't, and the person doesn't. That was made the TikTok. I was saying, like, when I'm 5, I don't remember, like, a certain memory. Like, that's so weird.
Oh, for sure not.
Yeah, like, it's weird how, like, I can't go back in my memory and be like, when I was 6, I remember doing this. I just have a memory, and I don't know when
if
it was.
If you really
want to
mind fuck yourself, just think about how, like, right now what's currently happening, like, probably won't remember.
Oh, yeah, that's
crazy. Ew.
Like, for example, like, yeah, like, I just know, like, even if you listen to podcasts from, like, 2 months ago, I'd be like, what?
That'll be weird. Since we do a podcast, like, we'll be able to listen back to 1 hour of us talking, and we'll be like, don't know who that person was.
Yeah, like...
Or just like, I don't remember any of this.
So I feel like everyone does this because I've heard people say they do it. Well, you look back at yourself and be like, I'm so different. So actually different, or am I just...
I want to know when that stops.
I don't know if it... Do you think it's... Like, do you think
I hope it never stops, but, like, I feel like every year of my life, like, I look back at myself in videos from 2 years ago or just, like, think about myself and I think, like, oh, I've grown so much since then, like, thank God.
Yeah.
But I wonder if, like, between, like, 45 and 48, do you still think that? Or do you think maybe there's a plateau moment?
But I'm just thinking about, like, this one, well, I didn't read the full book, but I read a couple of pages of it.
That's basically the whole, like... our podcast in a nutshell. Like, I didn't read the full book, but I read a few pages, and then talking about it like we know everything.
Yeah, okay. So Glennon Doyle made a book called, like, Untamed.
Oh, I want to read that. It's because such Adele said it changed her life.
Oh, yeah, she did tonight.
Yeah, I wanted to read that.
Well, I read it before she said that, but...
Wait, really?
Well, because mom read it and stuff.
It changed mom's life? I want
to
ask her if
this has to do
now.
With do you think you ever think you're so different? Because she was in, like, she was in a marriage with a guy, and then, like, she ended up marrying a girl, so I feel like you just always realize stuff about yourself that you
That's
didn't ever
true,
know.
Yeah.
That's like a big situation.
I think you're always evolving as long as you're alive. If you aren't evolving, I feel like you always are. I'm done.
That's literally what the podcast is. Like, okay, reading a book that's 500 pages, being like, I read 50 pages and I feel like I'm changed.
No, that literally is the podcast. Like, it's a whole book. I read 3 pages, but this is all you need to know. It's like, bitch, you don't know anything.
Wait, when you finish, do you like finish the whole book, or do you sometimes skip the last 20 pages?
Oh, I always read the whole book. If I like it. But sometimes I'll start a book and, like, for the first few chapters, I'm like, I just hate this book.
Because with that Glennon Doyle book, I love the book. But
you actually loved it, but you didn't keep reading it?
But I got to, like, page 100, and I was just like, I like it, but I just, like, want to move on. I feel like since we have TikTok and all those stuff, it's like, oh.
Well, I just always read, like, before I go to bed. Because, like, it helps me go to bed so much.
Maybe I should finish reading it. I will.
Oh, if you ever do have trouble going to bed, just, like, another advice with Lucas, because I know, like, a lot about life. You can read before you go to bed.
Good idea.
It actually helps you so much. Like, especially, don't read, but the thing is, don't read anything that's, like, exciting, though. Like, you can't read, like, even just, like, reading that Untamed book, if it's about, like, changing your life. Like, I don't think you should read that before bed, because you want to have something that'll just lull you to sleep. Like, I like reading, like, just memoirs, or just, like, books of people's lives, you know, where it's just, like, it's like interesting, but like it isn't gonna like get you all excited. Like maybe don't read like a thriller before bed, you know?
Oh yeah.
Just something that'll just lull you to sleep.
Yeah. I like love reading memoirs.
Oh
it just,
yeah,
like,
those are my favorite.
It's so okay, it's like when I was in school, I would always think about like what is my sister doing right now at this exact moment? I feel like a mama is like diving into that.
Oh, yeah.
Should I finally tell this story?
You broke someone's toe in PE.
I broke someone's toe. We were doing sit-ups and my knees were on a foot. Wait. Why am I saying toe? Was it a toe or finger?
That's what this girl said.
I think it was a...
Wouldn't it be her toes because she was doing sit-ups and then you were holding her knees feet down?
Yeah, it should be. I don't know, like, I'm actually having, like, a little, like, mind... It for sure happened, but, yeah, that's the story. I'll just keep it at that.
But this girl said, apparently in that podcast, we asked, have you ever broken someone's bone, listener? I bet you haven't. And they said, well, you lost the bet. Jacob broke someone's toe, but I broke someone's leg. Is this, like, a serial killer writing in?
For some reason, I was picturing for this one, like, deep, thoughtful person to say, Jacob broke someone's toe.
Oh, and
but
make
I broke
it seem
someone's
heart.
Oh. Like, make it seem like,
oh, yeah.
It's done so bad.
But they said, I haven't even broke one of my own bones, but I broke someone else's whole ass leg.
Okay, you
killed
them.
The memory is hazy because I buried it in my memory. Because sixth grade, they're 18 now. Yeah. Really didn't, because sixth grade me really didn't care. And it was just a natural course of events, not having to do with me, that I wasn't guilty about. So she broke someone's leg, but she's basically saying she wasn't guilty. She's not guilty. She doesn't feel guilty. But she wants to know if she's an asshole.
Okay, I'll give you my full scoop.
She says, I believe it could have been karma. The boy sat next to me in sixth grade. He always made fun of me and teased me. I had no friends and didn't talk. But if I smiled or laughed about something, he'd be like, what are you laughing at? That guy's... I'm just going to go out on a limb and say his leg deserved to be broken.
I hate bitches like that.
Can you imagine if you're so quiet in sixth grade? Like, I that didn't happen to me. Mine was like seventh grade. We're like, I went through a weird year. It's just that weird. Like, I remember before that, I was so outgoing. Like, just like the center of attention. But like, then I went through this weird, like, awkward year. And like, if I was quiet and then I finally, like, laughed and someone said, what are you laughing about? Or like, don't you hate when a quiet person talks and someone said, haven't heard from you in a year? It's like, you're so rude. Like, boo, they just spoke for the first time.
Yeah, it's like situations like this, like, bring me back to like salt and yells of school, just like months of when I was in school. Because if like it happened at school for me, like, I was just like a weird, uncomfortable person.
Yeah, just
like.
Part of like going through puberty.
I'm kind of still like that, but you know, exaggerated.
But they said one day in gym class, we were all sitting on the floor as the teacher was announcing teams, and my leg was outside of my typical crisscross applesauce.
I love
the boy got up
applesauce.
Really quickly and obviously wasn't watching where he was going. He tripped over my leg and slammed into the floor crying. His leg was broken. I feel like this should be on Who's the Asshole? Blah, blah, blah. Her sister got legs. Wait, I guess the comment was like... Yeah, so they just want to know, are they the asshole? Basically, like, obviously it's sad that guy broke his leg, but they didn't do it on purpose. I don't think they're the asshole.
Wait, so they accidentally stepped on it is what you're saying?
No, what was happening is this girl was sitting... Usually, I guess everyone in gym class sits crisscross applesauce.
Yeah, I heard that, pal.
This time, she had her leg out, just sitting, watching the gym teacher. This guy walked from behind her and tripped on her leg and broke his leg.
Oh,
wait,
okay.
Wait, what do you think it was?
For some reason, when I was actually listening, but I for some reason, in my mind, I thought she stepped on it. Because
she was the one sitting.
Oh, okay. I get it.
He tripped on her leg and broke his leg.
Not even joking to be nice to you, but you're not the asshole.
Yeah, you didn't do it on purpose. If you did it on purpose, obviously you'd be the asshole. Even if someone bullied you, you shouldn't have broken.
Wait.
This is the motto of this podcast. Even if someone bullied you, it's not okay to break their leg. Just so everyone knows.
But I have a question about this, though. Was it a rule? Because she made it seem like it was a rule that you have to cross.
Even if it was a rule, and she still didn't do it on purpose.
I don't think she's the asshole, but all I'm saying, in actual life, driving around... It's a rule to turn on your turning signal. But then if I don't turn on my turning signal and the person behind me kills me is it their fault or is it my fault? It's my fault, but some people might say it's their fault.
Wait, because you didn't turn on your turning signal?
Yeah, it's like, so you know I what I mean? Like, I like, actually don't think it's their fault, but like some bitches will say it will. Yeah.
I don't think it was her fault. She didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, I don't think either.
But is she an asshole for not feeling bad?
Honestly, no.
I guess he was such a dick to you, you know? But, yeah. Like, at the same time, like, I'm sure there was a little part of her that was like, oh, I feel bad. Like, obviously, I don't want to hurt anyone, you know?
Yeah, like, well, actually, when you get down to it, like, maybe feel a little bit bad, obviously.
But then again, like, I don't know.
It isn't like he, like, killed anyone.
Also, she didn't do it on purpose. It's not okay to break people's legs on purpose, guys.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But, so I feel like that one, I would say you're not the asshole because you did it on purpose, and,
But if you did trip someone on purpose, that is asshole.
Oh, for sure. We just want to make it clear, like, I want people out here breaking people's legs.
And I don't want people out here tripping people.
Oh, yeah, but this girl didn't do it on purpose.
Like, I've done it before, but, like, you shouldn't do it, you know?
Oh, yeah. I had something I was gonna say. Oh, yeah, we were talking about the car thing, like, one time I remember I was sitting in mom's car before I could drive, and I had the door open just hanging out outside the door, because I think she was getting her hair cut, but I didn't want to go in the hair salon, I just wanted to be in, like... the car texting, you know?
Meditating.
But I had the door open, and then this girl swerved into the parking spot and hit the car in her car, and she got all mad at me, and she's like, why'd you open up the car as I was driving in? And I was like, the door had been open. Just so you know, like, the door was open. I didn't slam it open as you drove, and I just said, like, oh, it was already open, you know? And she's like, no, you opened it as I was pulling in, and I was like, nope, it was already open. But it was so weird because nothing happened with that. Her car was, like, scraped a little bit, but, like, and I said, like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I did not mean to, like, I should have shut my door, but, like, I didn't open it as you were driving in. It was already open because I saw my leg hanging out the door, you know? But nothing happened.
I'm glad
happened.
You stand up for yourself and didn't let
but
that.
But nothing happened. Like, we didn't have to pay or anything.
Did she get mad, though? Like, she just
I
got
think
mad
so,
left?
But then I think she ended up not being that mad because it was, like, a tiny little scrape.
Oh. Those situations are so funny to me when, like, when you're actually telling the truth, but someone doesn't believe you.
Oh, yeah. Or, like, I kind of thought that she knew the truth, but she thought she could trick, like, my 14-year-old ass into, like, believing her.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you know trying to manipulate your ass.
I know. It's like, she's like, oh, I don't want to have to pay for the scrape, and my husband will get mad, so, like, let's manipulate a 13-year-old.
Yeah, it's so easy.
Yeah.
I assume so, at least.
We have one more email. Should I read it?
Yeah.
It says, wait, is the camera going to turn off?
I start a new clip. Might as well for the safety of our life and other people's lives. So, movie review time, first of all.
What?
I'm joking.
Wait, what'd you say?
It's a movie review time because I wanted to act like the podcast is like all over the place.
Oh, we should do that. I want to do a movie review.
I thought it was funny because you were talking about a topic. Oh, I was like, okay, yeah. We're going to do a movie review now.
There's a hello, Lucas and Jacob. I need your opinions on something. Okay. So I have a best friend and we've been close for 4 years. She has a boyfriend and they've been together for about a year. Recently, she told me that while dating her current boyfriend, she has hooked up with more than 5 girls and that her boyfriend likes it when she does it. It doesn't bother me if she is bi or not because doesn't change anything. But recently, she has been getting into deep combos with me about her encounters with girls and getting very TMI. I 100% support the LGBTQ plus community.
Sounds like you don't. I'm
but
joking.
I consider myself very straight, and I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for 2 years. Basically, I feel like I'll be too weirded out if she makes a move on me, and I don't know what to do. Should I say something before she comes at me tongue first? Because I don't want to embarrass her because I don't feel that way towards her. Please help. So basically, she has a friend, and the friend is saying really in-depth sex stories about girl-on-girl. So she keeps thinking, like, are you hinting at that, like, you want to do it with me?
Yeah, this story is, like, a really... So, like, my first opinion is that I feel like don't, like, when like... Some people, like, really close friends, they, like, they talk in-depth about sex. But maybe you guys aren't those types of friends.
This girl, like, what I want to know is, like, with her boyfriend, did she talk TMI about sex? You know, you have those friends who, like, they do just go really all in. They tell you every little detail of their sex life. Like, I find it entertaining, but it sounds like this girl doesn't.
Oh, yeah, so if you don't find it entertaining, maybe just, like, hit a line up and say,
but also,
like,
I don't know if this girl just thinks that, like, oh, is she doing this because she wants to, like, get with me?
Oh, which could be happening.
I guess you could just, oh, maybe just casual. If first of all, if you're uncomfortable with the sex talk, just be like, oh, like, I just don't like talking about that, I guess. So, like, just talk about it with other people. But if you're scared trying to come on, you could just say, like, oh, yeah, like, I'm straight. Or just say, like, oh, like, just say something like, I don't know how you could say it.
Oh, yeah, but, like, then the I'm other side about it is that, like, if she's just telling you these stories, like, just for fun.
And then you're taking it as that way, and then it makes it even weirder.
Yeah, and then it would be uncomfortable if you said, like, oh, can you stop? Can you, like, I'm straight, by the way. Because then it makes it seem like I'm saying, like, it'd be weird for the other girls. Because if she's thinking, oh, what is fun? It's nothing serious.
Turn the whole thing, and she'd be like, wait, you think I'm attracted to you?
Yeah, so.
And then if this weird thing where it's like, oh, you just, like, think everyone wants to get with you just because they're lesbian.
Yeah, so I think if you don't like it...
it's a sticky situation.
I think if you want to play it safe, just say, can you please stop telling me the sex stories? Because I'm just, like, a low-key, just an uncomfortable person.
Or you could maybe she won't even do this because if you have a... It sounds like this girl has a boyfriend and just say, like, oh, yeah, maybe you could just say, like, me and my boyfriend aren't open and stuff, so... Or just, like, say, like, oh, yeah, I would never do that because I, like, love my boyfriend so much or something.
It'd be so funny because she keeps telling you stories and, like, and then you keep saying, oh, yeah, I would never do that, but, you know.
Don't say it. That'd be so annoying joking. Every second. It's like, I would never do that. It's like, you don't want me to tell you. So, basically, we don't know enough information. If you're uncomfortable with the sex stuff, that's just tell her you are. But otherwise, she might not even be coming on to you. It might just be, like telling you stories.
Yeah, because I don't know how you do it without either of you guys being uncomfortable.
Yeah, because either it could be, like... Yeah, we don't know the full situation.
Yeah, I need more information.
But just so you know, just because someone's lesbian doesn't mean they want to date every girl. I'm just kidding. Hopefully you already knew that. But,
Isn't that a classic thing, though? When, like, people come out as gay, people always are like, oh, like, just so you know, like I'm not attracted to you, though. So, like, if I came out as gay and I was like, and I was on, like, the football team, and a bunch of the football players thought, like, oh, wait, you're attracted to me now? But it's like, oh, no, I'm not.
I know, but people with that, it's always, like, the ugliest... It's always, like, the ugliest guy who's, like... It's always the most ugly guy who thinks that all these gay guys are attracted to him. It's like, no, I'm looking at you.
Also, like, if it doesn't work that for straight people, why would it work like that for gay people?
So, basically, this girl who emailed us is so problematic.
I know.
I'm just kidding. We don't know the whole situation. But, thank you guys so much for listening.
This is a long one.
Yeah, have a good week, and
Sex Talk by Megan Thee Stallion out now.
Oh, is that your song of the week you want to request?
Yeah, and then my movie review is I watched Pete Davidson's new movie.
Oh, you King actually had Island. A movie review?
Well, I didn't like actually.
Oh, actually,
but, like,
tell me. I haven't watched it.
When I said that, I was like, oh, like it'd be funny, so like I might as well just say
it's a King of Staten Island.
Yeah, but the Pete Davidson new movie.
What were your thoughts?
It's good. It's good. It's funny. Like, I liked it.
What were the cons?
I actually liked it. I think the cons were, like, I was pitching it to be, like, more structured. But it wasn't.
Was it, like, an indie vibe?
Yeah, it was, like, an indie movie. Which
was it laugh out loud funny or not even a comedy?
To me, it wasn't laugh out loud funny. But
there's, like, this weird genre of movies where it's, like, they call it a comedy. And, like, there are parts where you smile, but, like, it isn't, like, a laugh-out-loud, like, Will Ferrell movie. Like, it's, like...
Yeah.
It also is, like, kind of depressing in a way.
Yeah, like... It's more of, like, a movie, like, just, like, following someone's life for a year. And, like, there is funny parts, but it's also kind of serious.
Okay.
A mixture.
I didn't watch a movie in the last week, so
what's
I don't
your song of the week, though?
Let me think. Let me look. Actually, I want to give a serious one. This is actually hard. I would just shout out Troye Sivan's new EP. It's really good.
What's your favorite song?
Probably Rage Your Teenager. It's like, you want to be in a vibe, you feel like you're in a music video. You know what I mean? Just like one of those emotional songs.
Yeah.
But the EP is really good.
I like it too.
4.5 out of 5. No, I'm kidding.
Pitchfork.
5 out of 5. All right. Thank you guys so much. Love ya.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.